Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio in Madison and the Shaw in Waukesha. One of the lines to everybody on the line in order to start. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, great new station, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Trump is pretty much a coward, and all he cares about is himself, nobody else. He doesn't care about any of his followers or anybody. That's just the way he is. But he's a coward. And when he called McCain basically a loser, that should have ended it right there, because McCain's actually somebody you can look up to and is a leader. And I hope Garland gets off the dime here and get going here, man. Get going, Garland. Let's do something. Okay, Matt, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. I mean, Trump, the thing is, it's obvious as a nose on your face, but he has this lock on this base. And what I'm simply suggesting in that prior episode is that you have people ranging from mainstream people like Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and even Moscow Mitch, who's been called a broken down old crow and his wife insulted, to a Senate candidate in Arizona who says he's a grifter lying about the election to raise money, to a guy who's in jail, who hit a cop with a baseball bat, and he said, you told us to go up there. You've abandoned us. Where are you? You stopped your speech on January 6th. Where are you? You know, that gets around. And the thing is, those are three very different constituencies. One are mainstream people like Liz Cheney and like Adam Kinzinger and the broken down old crow Moscow Mitch. Then you have people, the younger MAGA type people running for office who themselves got betrayed and calling him a grifter, Trump a grifter, and just trying to get money, crooked to get money. And then you have the hardcore, the base, who went up there with baseball bats, and now they're rotting in jail and he's thumbing his nose at them. At some point, when you have people in each of those kinds of constituencies against you, it's harder and harder to get nominated. Paul, thanks a lot for calling in. Next up is Pizza Box Mike, my friend, Pizza Box Mike, co-host. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
Well, it might be even harder for Trump with this little coalition of ex-Trump officials getting together wanting to take him down. I don't know if you've seen that development, but I was watching Stephanie Grisham this morning. And the funny part is it won't affect me at all. It could affect the Republican Party, this battle between Trump and so-called ethics, I guess. But when you're using people that are saying that they agreed with this policy, you know, that's where they lose people like me. Hopefully this will bring some people from the Republican Party out of the Trump camp. But I'm not going to, you know, hold my breath too long for this. Other people in the Republican Party have attempted to take Trump down as well, and they've failed at this point.
Yeah, no, you're good. And listen, everybody, Pizza Box Mike is a host Saturday at noon. Thinking Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike. He guest hosts this show as well. There's a lot to say and a lot to talk about. Listen to Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box is making a good point, and that is that it is true that people have tried to take him down. But when you talk about his policies, a lot of his policies don't get any scrutiny at all. His submissiveness and subservience to Putin, breaking up NATO, trying to break up the EU as well, insulting NATO, refusing to cooperate with them, facilitating the incursions of Russia into Eastern Europe. And the guy also is financially and otherwise dishonest. I think that the issue of things like immigration are very divisive in this country, and there are a lot of people going to agree with him. Putting that aside for a moment, when you attack our democracy, when you continue to lie about the election and you try to launch a coup, that's the deal breaker for a lot of people in the Republican Party. Trump had been smart and sucked it up and said, okay, it didn't work this time. I'm going to do it again. But that's like saying he'd be a different guy. He's not a different guy. He's a sociopath, and he is out to destroy our democracy. So is it going to work this time? All I'm saying is that when you increasingly have mainstream people who are personally insulted by him and people endorse candidates against him, like, say, Lisa Murkowski, he endorses Kelly Shabaka, not Chewbacca, Shabaka, up in Alaska, no business being in the Senate, that kind of stuff going on around the country, they're going to remember that. They are going to remember that. Then you have people who are MAGA type candidates like McCarthy in Arizona. That's not Kevin McCarthy. It's another McCarthy. And just saying that he's a grifter. He's lying about the election to raise money, which is true. And then you have the foot soldiers, the guys that went up there that he conscripted to attack cops with baseball bats. And some of them were armed, by the way. And they get thrown in jail and he disassociates himself from them. You know, he even said, look, that was wrong. I had nothing to do with that. He's lying. At what point, at what point do people go, well, you know, I am very disappointed. I'm not going to support this guy for a nomination. And I think that that's what we're getting. So Pizzabox, thanks for calling in. One other piece of news that happened, and, you know, Manchin, you know, he's been wearing on me a long time, but this is too much. He warned the Democrats, Schumer and the rest in the Senate, quote, gutting the filibuster could come back at you pretty hard. Sets a precedent, end quote. Listen, that's just code to say he's not going to vote to suspend the filibuster for voting rights. That's all it is. Schumer is going to put voting rights to a prefatory kind of motion before January 17, basically to suspend the filibuster. To me, it's as plain as the nose on my face that Manchin's going to vote against it. Sinema probably too. If Manchin votes against it, then the Republicans have 51 votes and we have 49. There's no Kamala Harris in that one. And even if Manchin doesn't vote against it and he votes present, it'll be 50 Republicans against 49 Democrats, and it goes down without Kamala Harris. She does not get to vote just to tie it, because then there's no tiebreaker. You know, this guy has been doing an elaborate striptease for 10 months. He's doing it on Build Back Better. You know, and they sound the music and he starts to dance. If you'll only do this, if you only do that, take this off, take that off. No try. And he's a nasty looking thing, too. I mean, this is not a good thing. This is not a good thing. And now he's doing a striptease on voting rights. Well, I'm for voting rights. I'm just not for gutting the filibuster, but I'm for voting rights. Yes, I am. I'm for voting rights. I'm tired of it. All he is doing is signaling that he is not going to vote for voting rights. And he's using the filibuster as some kind of a dodge. Getting a quick call before the end of the show. CJ of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Quick call before the end of the show. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Good morning, Matt. Thank you for taking my call. And thank God for Joe Manchin, because if you listen to what Chuck Schumer said years ago about the filibuster, he's flip-flop only for the progressive liberals, Democrats. And we listened for 2 years that Trump was in collusion with Russia. That was false. Not one person has been charged with insurrection. Not one. So what happened at the Capitol was wrong, but it was not a coordinated effort like they tried to portray, like you still try to portray. Loved his policies, greatest economy ever. I didn't really like him for 2.5 years we listened that he was in collusion with Russia from Adam Schiff. That was the
CJ, I love hearing from you. I got 30 seconds, they're gonna throw me off the air. Call in next time. I do like hearing from you, and I'll respond to what you have to say. We have a difference of opinion on a lot of things. Coming to the end of the show, great callers. Some great programming coming up. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. And I'm signing off for today.